Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Hey Omed Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. Mirtz Hashem will finish up the last little bit of Simen Reish Samach Beis and start in Mirtz Hashem Reish Samach Gimel. We begin with the Ramah at the end of Reish Samach Beis in the second line of Lamed Hey Omed Aleph. And the Ramah says, we were talking yesterday about how one should dress nicely for Shabbos. So he writes, V'yalbish atzmo bebigdei Shabbos miyad achar shirochatz atzmo. A person should put on his Shabbos clothing immediately after he takes his bath, his shower, on Friday afternoon. Because v'zehu kavod Shabbos, because you're dressing for kavod Shabbos, even though we spoke, you don't wear your Shabbos clothing on Friday, but this is the kavod Shabbos to be ready for Shabbos Friday afternoon. V'alkein, therefore, lo yurchatz l'Shabbos elasomach li'erev. Therefore, you should ideally, in the best of all situations where it's physically possible, as we'll explain, and it's not going to cause chilul Shabbos, you should shower and bathe somewhat close to Shabbos, close to the evening, and then shi'albish atzmo miyad, and you can get dressed right away in your Shabbos clothing, and that clearly demonstrates that you're doing this l'kavod Shabbos. And this brought down the name of the Hagos, Mordechai HaChadoshim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph explains, V'gam ha'noshim no ha'gos kodim hadlokas ha'niros lirchotz etz atzmon v'lubosh bigdei Shabbos. Women likewise have accepted upon themselves the custom of before lighting the candles that they're fully washed up and they're wearing their Shabbos clothing at the time that they light the Shabbos candles. V'ashrei lahem, and praiseworthy are those women who do this. However, he says, Omnam b'yomim ha'ketzorim, during the short winter days, shemes achrim leishev b'chonus, v'yachakach rochatzos v'lo shos, when they're shopping and they're doing all sorts of preparations for Shabbos and they may come home late from the stores, and then they have to bathe, and then they have to get dressed. Uben kach yavo chas v'sholim l'sofik chilul Shabbos, and rachmona litzlan, they may come and end up, because it's so close to Shabbos, that they light the Shabbos licht on Shabbos. Uben kach yavo chilul Shabbos, rachmona litzlan, lochin tov lahazir lehem shiakdimu wavu lirchos v'lubosh. Therefore, for them, it's preferable that they should go and bathe earlier and get dressed earlier. Ukishim esacheretz, because if they delay, mitzvah yosir shetadlik kach, and if it is late, it's preferable that they not wear their Shabbos clothing when they light the Shabbos candles. Light the Shabbos candles well before it's definitely going to be a potential Rachmona Litzlan Isser of Chilul Shabbos, and then you can get dressed afterwards if that's the only way you can do it if you're running late. Then he brings down wonderful advice. If the husband sees that she's running late, so mitzvah gedola shu yad l'kaneros. He himself can go light the Shabbos candles, even though the minhag is that the women who are in the house all the time, this is their mitzvah to light the Shabbos candles. V'lo yashkiach b'ktatis ishto, and he shouldn't in this situation worry that his wife is going to be upset that he lit the Shabbos candles. However, here comes the important part. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, umitzvah gedola yoser, a much bigger mitzvah for the husband, is leishev b'choshech. It would be better not to cause a fight with his wife, and he should make sure that they don't do an isser in lighting the Shabbos candles when it's already Shabbos. It's much better to be in the dark, he brings down from the Chayyadim, than to do an isser over Yechas Shalom. I heard from my Rebbe many times, the best aids over here is for the husband to stop what he's doing and to help out his wife and to make sure that it's not her responsibility just to have the house ready for Shabbos, but he should roll up his sleeves and pull as much weight as he possibly can to make sure that there's no fighting in the house on Erev Shabbos and that everything is ready to welcome in the Shabbos with beautiful tranquility and peace. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this beautiful siman with Sif Katan Yud Beis, and he writes, they should do the Samuch L'Erev, should bathe close to Shabbos, close to evening time. So here he's talking about when you're washing yourself up in your house. Again, they didn't have bathrooms in the house like we do with showers and bathtubs. So they would just be able to wash themselves up in their house a little bit. And in that situation, you can look over there for the full story. The issue footnote number 12 brings down that is talking about Rechitzas Ponav Yod V'Raglov, that you should do this right before you get dressed in your Shabbos clothing. So that's when you're not doing a full bath, you're not doing a full shower. So then, do it very close to Shabbos. However, Abo Kishu Holech Lebeis HaMercho, it's in those days when they have to go to the local town's bathhouse to go take a bath. Bevada Mehanocho, and it's obviously much more correct, Lahakdim Atzmo, that you should go earlier there, Kadesh Loyovo L'Chil Shabbos, that you shouldn't get so late in the day that you're coming back, there's going to be problems with Chil Shabbos. So go early enough during the day, and especially Befrat B'Mechorev, Shem Tzar, especially in the short winter days, make sure you go early enough, and don't worry that you're going to now put on your Shabbos clothing too early, that's not a problem. And Ayin L'Kael, B'Simin Reish Samach, Sivkot N'Alef, B'Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kosu Shom, we've already discussed this previously in Simin Reish Samach. Kedusha footnote 13 brings down. Uzman Levishas HaBagadim, when should you actually do this? So the Ketzos HaShulchan says, Shinagu Lahalbishas HaBagadim HaTachtonim VaMichnasayim Miyad Le'achar Ruchitza Deveisim Rechotz. You put on your undergarments and your pants right after you take the bath. Af Bisharochetz Me'odyom, even though it's earlier in the day. Kedeshalo Yulbashas HaBagadim HaMiluchlochim. Don't put back on your dirty clothing. So you can put on those types of clothing right away, even though it's earlier in the day. And your outer garments, you put on your suit, you put on your tie, those things you put on right before Shabbos if you can, to demonstrate you're doing this for Shabbos. Obviously, whenever a person's going to shul, if he's going to shul, Baruch Hashem, an hour early to go sit and learn, or he's going to a shir, or whatever it may be, so of course you can wear your Shabbos clothing, that's not a problem. The idea is to make it clear that you're doing this L'Kavod Shabbos. That concludes Reish Samach Beis. And we begin Reish Samach Gimel, which deals with Mi V'mi Hamadlikin, who should light the Shabbos candles, and what happens Im Tov B'yom HaMa'unon, if it's a cloudy day, and you're not sure when to light. So, we begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Yehei Zor Lasos Ner Yofeh. A person should be very careful. This is based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Chof Gimel, brought down by Rav Huna. And a person should be very, very careful on Shabbos to have beautiful Shabbos licht. Mishnah Berurah says, Hinei Ikar Hadlaka Saner Hu Chova Mishum Mitzvos Onik Shabbos. The essential lighting of the Shabbos candles is for the purpose of Onik Shabbos, to delight in the Shabbos. Umachmas Hidur Mitzvah. And because we want to beautify the mitzvah, a hiddur mitzvah, therefore you should make sure that the Shabbos licht are nice, the Shabbos candles are nice. And ayin lekamen, simen reish samach talit, siv vav. We'll meet Hashem and learn in the next simen some more halachas about this. The issue foot number one brings down over here, the kol zeh b'neiros hadolkim b'mokom achila. When we're talking about you should have the nice Shabbos candles lit, that ideally is in the place where you're eating. That's where there's the special chiyav to go and have nice Shabbos candles, because those are the candles that you make the bracha on, shaleim mevorchim. However, avol shar haneiros shemadlikim b'bayis, the other lights that you keep in the house, kedei shelo yechoshlu be'etzem avonim, so people shouldn't trip. So there, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, she'ein tzorach la'asosim yofim. They don't have to be the most beautiful candles. They can just be light, to make sure that there's no problem. And the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal brings down the Inyan HaMinuk Shenagu Baharbe Kehilos L'Hadlik Ner Shabbos Echod Kadin the Neros Rabim Acherim B'Shar Mekomos HaBayis. Some had the custom that they would light the special Shabbos licht in the dining room, and then they would light other candles all around the house. He says one doesn't have to be as careful, that those other candles should be as beautiful as the regular Shabbos candles are. Dishah foot number two brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, Shemitzvah min amucho lahadlik b'shemen zayis. Ideally, one should light with oil, with pure olive oil. And the reasoning behind this, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Vav, Sha'oro shol shemen zeh nimshach achri apsila, because it lights very beautifully. The oil is drawn in well by the wick, and it gives a beautiful light. And therefore, shehidur mitzvah, this is a hidur mitzvah to light it in this way, that the flame should be a beautiful flame. Nowadays, of course, when we have electric lights, we'll talk about that, things are somewhat different in terms of what we consider beautiful and what we consider an appropriate lighting, and on what you can or cannot make a bracha. Stay tuned, we'll discuss many of these details in this siman still in the upcoming days. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis writes, V'isa b'shas d'zoche avur zeh lebonim tamidei chachamim. A person who lights and is careful about lighting the Shabbos candles with the beautiful lights, he'll be zoche, the Gemara tells us, in Shabbos, to have wonderful children who are tamidei chachamim. T'chsiv ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. If you do the ner mitzvah properly, you'll be zoche to the light of the Torah. Aydei ner mitzvah d'Shabbos, by lighting and being zealous with the performance of the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, bo or d'Torah, the light of the Torah will come. Therefore, ulekach, it is very important. Roish tispala loisha achar shetigmar hadlaka v'abracha. Women, and many women do have this custom. They say various yiratzons. They say various supplications after they light the Shabbos candles, after they make the bracha, that they ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiiten lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu bonim zecharim me'ir mitorah. They ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give them children who will light up the world with their Torah learning. A most beautiful custom indeed. The Mishnah continues and he says, "V'hadlaka saner tzorach lios b'chol chadorim shaholech shom b'Shabbos." There should be lights in all of the rooms that you're going to go into and use on Shabbos, but al koponim ner echad av she'enu ochosham. At least one light. There should be some light in every room that you're going to go into, even if you're not going to eat there. Kidei shelo yikoshel be'etz or be'evin, and you shouldn't trip or stumble on a block of wood or a stone, and that unfortunately can lead to fights and trouble. Miu. However, he does bring down habracha to varach laner shibemakom achila. The ideal place to light and you make the bracha on is, of course, where you're eating. And as we mentioned already, that should be the place where you have the nicest candles. The issue foot number three brings down on yontif the halacha is different. Rishlomo Zalman Satzal brings down ein chovah lahadlik neros b'chaladar. On yontif, you don't have an obligation to have candles lit in every room. Why? Mishum shefshel lekachas saner b'latiltul lo b'makom makom. Because on yontif, you're allowed to move a light, so you carry the candle with you. They used to take a lamp with them from one room to the other, and they wouldn't trip that way. The issue foot number four brings down that lokas neros that you do in the other rooms, so the shevet alevi zatzal brings down, is not mi'ikra din, it's a hider mitzvah. Very beautiful thing to do, but the ikra mitzvah was the lighting of the candles in the place where you're going to eat. And the issue foot number five brings down, v'mi'esh kfar or ha-meir l'chadrei ha-bayis, v'en chashashi kosh l'shon be'etzvah evan. If there are lights in the house, again, like today, where we have electric lights all over the place, and you don't have to light candles in each room, you have lights on. Or you put on a Shabbos lamp, you have a Shabbos timer. So the Shevet HaLevi writes, that's how, she'ein chiyuv l'hadlik shom ner miyuchad l'kovet Shabbos. Other than the candles that you're lighting in the dining room, if you have lights in the other places, there is no chiyuv to light candles in those rooms specifically. Shekvar hiniskayim l'chovas hadlok l'kovet Shabbos badlok shibamok b'achila. Because you fulfill the obligation to light Shabbos candles by lighting them in the dining room. And the other places, you're just doing a hid mitzvah to make sure that you don't stumble, so that was also taken care of. However, he brings down mikol mokum imrotzu lechabos esor hameyu lechedri habayis. If you wish to extinguish the lights that are in those rooms and then light a special light there for Shabbos, yesh b'kach hidu mitzvah. One does get a hidu mitzvah by doing that as well. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'yesh mechavdim laso shtei psilos, echot kineged zohar, v'echot kineged shomer. There's a very well-known custom, the Mechaber tells us, he brings us down the name of the Tur and the Kolbo, that people light two candles, one for zohar and one for Shomer, in the Aseres HaDibros, in Shmos, Parshas Yisro, and the Aseres HaDibros in Voes Chanan. It uses two different terminologies, Zohar the Shomer. So therefore, Zohar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echod, so we have the custom, based upon that, to light two wicks. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Gimel. The Imma Osov Mitzum Tzomim, if a person is unfortunately not very well off, and he has very limited funds, Nirish Atov Yosef Sheikne Echad Yofet V'lo Shnayim Grum. In this situation, better to buy one nice candle rather than have two not-so-nice candles. Even though this idea of Zohar V'Shamar, it's better to have one really nice candle rather than two less nice candles. Sifkot and Dalit, you light Shtei Psilos. He's referring here, too, that you have a basin of oil, a lamp of oil, Hainu Kishu Dolek Shem and Baner, and you put two wicks into this oil, and that fulfills this idea of two candles. Vim hadlokoso hubineros, and if you're lighting actually with wax candles, osishtei neros, then you make two wax candles. Umutu lahadlik miner l'ner, and you can light one candle to the other candle, that's not a problem. Beinim madlik shnayim oyosa, and this is true even if you're lighting more than two, as many have the custom, we'll see later in today's shir, people light more than two candles. The aim bezemishum bizui mitzvah, you're not degrading the mitzvah by taking a candle and lighting another candle, that doesn't degrade the first candle that you lit, the kulon shal mitzvahim, because they're all mitzvah candles over here, even the extra ones that you're lighting, and therefore it's not a problem. However, he brings that in the issue foot number six. Omnom lechamim es hakotzi atachton shel aner ayidei ner acher kidei ladbiko. But to go and, what we used to call treef it in, to go and light the wax at the bottom of the candle so it will stick in well into the candlestick holder, so there Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down. Sha'af l'pisha shnei aneros hin l'kovet Shabbos. Even though the both candles are there for kovet Shabbos, it is a bizoyon to light the bottom of the candle to treef it in, to make it stick in, and that would be osur. If you want to light the wax at the bottom so it'll stick in well, so take a match or take some other candle to do that, but not the Shabbos candles themselves. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Abul also lahad the kesam oner shocho miner shel Shabbos. But you can't light some sort of a splinter, a match, for example, or some sort of a candle of chol, a non-Shabbos candle from the Shabbos candles. That is mishum bizui mitzvah. That is a degradation of the mitzvah. That diminishes the chshivus and the importance of the mitzvah by lighting it, because you're showing, I'm not lighting it for Shabbos, I'm lighting it for the other candle. V'nogu l'hachmer is there, and people are very machmer on this, afilu m'kavonosol kidei l'hadlik bo ner acher shel Shabbos. And people are very careful about not lighting one Shabbos candle to other candles, even if they're doing it for the purpose of lighting another Shabbos candle. So let's say your match went out, so you take another match, and you light the Shabbos candle that's already lit with that match to go light the other Shabbos candles. He brings down people are very machmer, and he says, v'ayin in the bir halacha, which we will do now, in the bir halacha, dibro masku shtei psilos, he brings down this machlokis. And he says, that which we allowed, madlikim miner l'ner, that is the opinion of the Beis Yosef in the name of the Bala Trumos. And he writes, that which we said that the Ramah Machmir, not to light Vayakisim, that's the opinion over here of the Prima Godim, who says the Minog is to be Machmir, Ayde Kisim Bilchud, Abo Miner Liner, less Minog. But he says, to light one Shabbos candle directly to another Shabbos candle, even the Minog that says you shouldn't light a Kisim, you shouldn't light a match or some other candle, they don't have any objection to lighting one candle to another. And he says, nowadays, Biyamenu, Reinu Shaminog, Lahadif Miner Liner, and he says, Lamaisa, women can light one Shabbos candle to another Shabbos candle, it's not a problem. And he says, "V'kem b'chayyod b'kosav shebeshabbos madlikim miner liner." It's not a problem to do so. The Yushu foot number 10 brings down that this concept of lighting one near mitzvah to another mitzvah, near mitzvah, is not only by the Shabbos candles, but it would be a similar din for the candles that people light in shul. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Dalet, "Shemutu lahadlik miner liner." In that situation, in this bir halacha, a little bit later on, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim asks, B'Shabbos lo nizkar klal b'gemara shtei neros. Wait a second. We only find the mitzvah to light candles. Where does it say you're supposed to light two candles? It's a beautiful minhag to light zocha v'shamar. But he says the etzem hadlocha is the chova. So how can you go take from one candle to another candle? Isn't that a bizayon of the mitzvah? So he brings down from the Sefer Truma, who says that it's mutter. He says, Kishnei bali batim dorim b'bayis echad. There is an opinion that says that's talking about when two different people are lighting in that house. So each one lights their own candle. For them, that's the mitzvah of one candle. But he says that's a little bit difficult to accept. And he says, ulai mishum de lechol ma de tosif or yesh bo yosef sholom bayis simcha yisere. He says, while there may not be a chiyuv to light a second candle, the addition of the second candle or third candle or other candles adds to the simcha and the sholom bayis that's present, and it's included in the klal of onik Shabbos, and therefore all of the other candles are also called the ner shel mitzvah, and it's not a problem to light additional candles, even one to the other. Mishnah Berurah Kanhei writes, V'yesh mechavim lasos ner shel shaiva mishnei neros kilum yachad. Some have the custom to beautify the mitzvah is to take a single candle that has two wicks inside of it. Zeich l'ma shomru chazal, the zocher v'shomer b'dibur echo nemru. To epitomize this idea that the words zocher and shomer, which were said by a Kodesh Baruch Hu simultaneously, was said b'dibur echo, and therefore one candle has the two wicks, exemplifies that. Uminog Hogunu. He brings down over here in the name of the Bach, the Mogen Avram, the Derech HaChaim, that this is a beautiful minog. However, he says, to attach two candles that are separate together and put them next to each other to treat them together, that's incorrect. And Dershu foot number 8 brings down from the Bir Halacha later on that this is actually forbidden to do. Kila b'sof, the Mishnah Berurah continues, at the end, mischam mozumizu, the two candles will heat each other up, the no teif hashaba ayideze, and the wax will melt more quickly, the gam nechpolos v'noflos, they'll bend over and fall over and not light beautifully. He adds, also l'hadlik nero shel Shabbos mishava habo mibeis tefilosim shalino yudum. You likewise shouldn't take wax candles that came from the house of Avodah Zorah. Afilu b'ofen shemutu lehedjot, even in a situation where it's not forbidden to get hanah from it. For example, kagon shebitlo ein yehudi, the non-Jewish person said it's no longer Avodah Zorah, so therefore you can get hanah from it. Nevertheless, afilu hochi osu lemitzvah, you shouldn't use this for the Shabbos candles for a mitzvah. Mishum demos, it's disgusting to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we've already learned in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Yud Aleph. He says further, look in the Prima Godim, Shekasa dim ein lo ner acher ki im zeh dishari. But if that's the only candle you have available, you can actually use it because it's not osur. But you shouldn't make a brach on something like this. That's incorrect. He says as well, look in Simon Kufin and Dalet Sefer Aleph and what we wrote over there, Mashakasu Sham, and the issue foot number 9 reminds us, Shimaneros lo dolku adayin bebeis tefilosim. If these candles were actually never lit in the then you could use them in a shul, because they don't really have the status of being Gayusha candles in that situation. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, a person can light additional candles if he wishes to, three or four candles. This is in fact the minhag by many people. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Vav explains, many have the custom to light seven candles. He brings us down from the Mogen Avram, Keneged Shiva Simei Ashvua, for the 7 days of the week. Yesh Asaros, some have the custom to light 10 candles. Keneged Aseres Hadibros, Keneged the 10 commandments. Bein Srich Liyos Kulan Al Hashulchan. They don't have to all be on the dining room table. They can be wherever you want them to be, but some have the different customs to do this over here. The issue foot number 11 brings down that if the husband and wife were unfortunately arguing about money, who should pay for these extra candles that the wife wants to light? So the Shelus Shuvas Sheva Salevi brings down Sha'afa Pisha Ein Ha'isha Yechol L'chayiv Esabal Hotzi Mamon Al Neros No Sofim Kifim Minhaga. Even though the woman can't force the husband technically to do this, he says certainly the husband should do this. It'd be wonderful for Shalom Bayis, and the husband should go and pay for this. What about the very common minhag that people light a candle for each new child that is born? So he brings down from the Likutei Mariach, Shekivon Shehamar Bebeneiro Zoche Lebonim Tamidei Chachamim. As we've already explained, lighting of the candles is a skula. It will hopefully be a way to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have wonderful children who are learning Torah. Therefore, people, Lekach Mosifim Ner, they add on an extra candle every time a child is born. Kidei Shizku Abonim Lios Tamidei Chachamim. It should be a skula to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should have children who are Tamidei Chachamim. We should all be Zoche to that. That concludes today's shir.